You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. The time is 6:36, and I'm here with you all until 8. And that is one of my favorite songs. If you don't know it, it's so great. It's a cover of the SoCal band from sort of the 80s, late 70s, well into the 90s, however, called The Zeros. I don't know if you know them. So if you don't know The Zeros, go check them out. They're really good. They're a Latino punk rock band. Very cool. And that's The Briefs, who covered that song on a compilation on Bomp Records called, what's it called? He Put the Bomp in the Bomp. And that was released in 07, that compilation. Who else is on this? I'm just trying to say it's really good. Look at this. You've got, as I mentioned, The Briefs, The Black Keys. Who else? Soledad Brothers, Nikki Sudden and Captain Sensible, The Dwarves. So lots of good stuff there. Yeah. All right. So, my show is traditionally Canadian music, but I just play whatever kind of now. So that's the deal with that. But I do have some Canadian stuff coming on. Right now, however, let's go to this band. Let's see. I feel like they're out of like Pennsylvania. Let me just double check this. I was like running in here. I'm talking about the band Beach Sling. Let's see. I should know where they're from. I said Pennsylvania. I was right. They're from Philly. So they're from Pennsylvania. These guys were formed in 2013. They are a four-piece. And I'm going to play us something from this record here, which is called... what is it called? The Perfect High. The album is called A Loud Bash of Teenage Feelings. It was released about a year and a half ago or so. And we're going to hear this song, The Perfect High. That's how that works. All right. So keep listening for The Perfect High here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Let's get lost in this feeling. Like we're never gonna die. Make it soft like we're dreaming.
You're the perfect high. To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries. What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
What newspapers and magazines did you regularly read to stay informed and to understand the world?
I read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
But like, what ones specifically?
All of them.
Want to know more than Sarah Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator Alex DeBoer every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing, writing balanced stories, and more.
Old school, new school, need to know this. Get your game up, you better keep focused. And so I said that they were biters, chalking up lines from lawless resolutes. Chip off the writer's block with knives that chop against the destitute. Evolution of the manner, trade routines with verses. Go with platinum, can't go with Burberry. It hurts since my verse gets termed as the worst. But when immersed in your playlist, that plays first. Rehearsed all bars, matter, harsh scars and battle. Our brains all spars with chatter, yet all stars shatter and split. Battered by the saccharine gifts, stolen from affiliates. Your rhyme pattern rips, you should have stitched it by hand and out. Now you're shook, planted doubt, spitting west while standing south. All in all, success for you is not at all probable. When I take you to the lake to find out if you want a soluble. I'm sick of typing like this, slitting inches off a ruler to be judged by. File pressing gives it my style metric. That means stop biting my That means start writing your No rest for the weary or the wicked, stand witness to no rest for the weapon. I must keep with tradition. Now listen, this isn't just another sick written from the dark star, harmed by the sharks that get bitten. This is hard talk. Don't expect a rescue and don't let me catch you alone in the car park. The shark skin is fashion and that is me. Taught your anatomy right down to your car hearts. Used to write for a sight, but I didn't spark smarter. Right, who could think it? My first pink slip. But this isn't a house by writing bumper sticker. It's something you stick in and bump. Like I see this in the trunk is apparently lethal. Now y'all live to disrupt like American leaders. I'm gonna pull quick from the category. We are run bull like a matador. See? That means stop biting my That means start writing your I'm the rape you, but you fear that the spear that spot a father harbors hoax. Rich rappers might catch a dog a conger in hopes that the
that they get with doesn't switch approach to the sickness, leave you witlessly buying the ropes and rings and things of that nature. All you hear is rings. This packs pages to get that paper. She'll find you tells to sell. Styles for Dell as hell. Looks like a dictator type of chick that'll get your car stolen. Lot oil, she might get up in that ass like shark oil. Then again, I can see what you bought was a barbell. But you can't trust those with hearts like charcoal. And I didn't prepare the punk for when I put him in the boat. It was a LeBaron trunk. I connect for the very best sound and set. Now I'm rocking a tooth right around my neck. That means stop biting my sh**. That means start writing your shit, kid.
That is the Wipers out of Portland with the song Over the Edge from the record of the same name. Now, what can I tell you about that record? Well, it was released back in 83, and the Wipers are just so awesome. They, out of Portland. At that point in time, I think they were sort of like the biggest band on the Portland, like representing Portland, right? And I love those guys. All right, before that, we heard something from the Toronto guy, Cadence Weapon, with the song Sharks from the record-breaking Kayfabe. Now, that was released back in 05. Excuse me. My name is Anita B., and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Now, before Cadence Weapon, we heard something from the band The Oblivions. That's the Memphis, Tennessee, you know, garage rock band that's been around for quite a while. We heard Call the Police off their record Desperation. So I'm here with you all for another, just over an hour. So I'm here till 8. And my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, runs every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And in terms of time or calendars, what's going on here? I am always so curious. Like, I'm always curious because time just is like being sucked into some sort of vacuum or something. And before you know it, like, it's February 21st. And that's the deal. So I guess next time I'll be back will be March 7th. And then, then I'll be away for a fact. I will be away for my school spring break. And then it looks like I'll be back for the show after that. But there you go. All right. It's cold out there. Let's see what's going on with the weather. You want to do that? Let's do that. So, weather Vancouver, it was snowing earlier today. It's currently -2, and we are we're located on the campus of UBC, right? So, it's quite windy out this way, and water surrounds you on 3 of the sides. What does it say? It says right here, special weather statement. Ooh, this is exciting. This was issued at 5:27 today. So, like, an hour and a half ago? Snow has started to accumulate across parts of the lower mainland, making for a difficult commute late this afternoon. Several centimeters of snow have fallen. That's a typo. Several centimeters of snow, plural, has fallen with further amounts into the evening of 2 to 4 centimeters before snow eases off. Expect icy road conditions, especially across areas south of the Fraser River, where the greatest amounts are likely. Yeah, you Surrey people, you guys can have it. Skies will clear overnight and temperatures will drop to at least -5, maintaining the potential for icy conditions. Fun. All right. There you go. Let's move on. What do we have next? Oh, we've got some Flipper. Yes, this is awesome. This is the band out of San Francisco. We've got the song Ha 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 from their 84 record, Blowing Chunks. That's the deal. And Flipper. Now, these guys are quite influential on a bunch of sort of, you know, grunge bands like Kurt Cobain, I think, dropped their name. If I'm not mistaken, I think Pat Smear was in this band. I think so. Flipper. Was Pat Smear in this band? Let's take a look here. Members. Oh, David Yao. Oh, David Yao's in this band. Real fascinating. See, look at this. How lame. Okay, Ricky Williams, Will Shatner. Oh, yeah, he died. Will Shatner died. All right. Well, anyways, let's listen to it. This is Flipper. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
tells her name. I got all gushy and wet. Well, I said, we'll be right back.
Oh, Frank Black, you do not get me down. You do not give me a headache. That was so good. That was from Teenager of the Year. Headache from 1994. And if you get a chance to see that video, please do it. It's so good. I'll never forget when that came out. That was like Teenager of the Year. I remember like that record just very distinctly. 94. Yeah, right at the end of the Pixies, of all that stuff. I guess they broke up at that point. And then he released that record. And that song I loved so much. I kept trying to convince my bandmates back in the day to cover it. And they were like okay with it. But it just didn't pan out. But that key change at the end where he goes really high. So beautiful. Okay, I have not listened to that in ages. Yeah, I can't believe Frank Black. All right, before that, we heard something from the Canadian band You Say Party, We Say Die. They used to be called You Say Party, We Say Die. Now they're just called You Say Party because somebody did die in the band. No joke. The drummer did on stage, had an aneurysm, like, oh my goodness. And the band carried on for a bit after. They changed the name, obviously, to You Say Party. I don't know if they're still around today. But we heard their sort of big hits called Laura Palmer's Prom. And you can find that on their 09 record, Four X's. So XXXX. And then we heard the Courtneys in there before that. From their self-titled record released, oh, I don't know, about 2013 or so, we heard 90210. And my name's Anita B. It is 7:16. I'm here with you all until 8. And I'm just playing whatever I like because that's what I do. And what do we got next? Oh, I've quite nicely paired Frank Black up with some Pixies. You're welcome. So I have not listened to the Pixies in so long. I kind of burned out on them. Like, I really, really burned out on them about, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I was like heavily into running at the time. And I basically listened to every single Pixies record, like all the time, constantly, nonstop. To the point where, and I went to every single Pixies show, right? Since they got back together, like in 04, I guess. And so many shows and so much Pixies that I got seriously burned out on them. And I didn't even go to their last show. I was like, I can't handle any more Pixies. I just can't. So now I'm feeling good. Now I'm like at the point, because that was years ago. I was like, oh, I can totally start being back into the Pixies. So this is one of my favorite songs. This, All Over the World, as well as Dig for Fire, both off Bossa Nova. And I know those guys and love them so much that I know every single record, like the back of my hand. And I have sort of gone from being a, like, for example, Doolittle was my favorite record for so long. And then it was like, I don't know, Bossa Nova. And then Surfer Rosa. Like, first, my first favorite Pixies record was Surfer Rosa. Loved it, loved it, loved it. It was like the EP. Well, Surfer Rosa, Come On Pilgrim. It's like two EPs put together. And then I was like, all right, you know, kind of burned on that. Okay, it's all about Doolittle. And then now, as of where I'm at musically and in my age, I guess, I'd have to say Bossa Nova is now, I don't know, my favorite record. I mean, they're all so good. Anyways, let me stop talking. I'm just getting so into my discussion on the Pixies. And let's listen to some actual Pixies here. This is Black Francis and the Gang with All Over the World from their 1990 record Bossa Nova here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Down, freeze my body too. Just like a ride.
That is Kyle Thomas, a.k.a. King Tough, with the song Freak When I'm Dead off the 08 record of his, which is called simply Was Dead. I love King Tough. I haven't listened to King Tough in ages, but I just got in the King Tough mood today. He's out of Vermont originally, and yeah, he's released like not that many records. I want to say like four. And that King Tough record is actually really good, but also, King Tough is very good. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So Was Dead was a song we heard that song off of. Sorry, I'm confusing myself. And then King Tough is the record that was released, oh my goodness, going on 6 years ago? Is that correct? I love that record so much. And what song did I really like on that one? Well, let's see. I wrote a whole bunch of stuff actually down today. Anthem. That was a really good song. I almost played us that one. But anyways, the time is 7:33, and you are listening to CITR. That's the campus station here at UBC. All right, now before King Tough, I really love that Viewmaster song as well. It's called Bridge and Tunnel. That's what we heard from the record Alternative Classics. So that would be John Johnston, who heads up Viewmaster, as well as Brutal Poodle and other bands. So there you go. Awesome song. And then we heard two from Frank Black and Company. So we heard the Pixies in there with All Over the World from the 1990 record Bossa Nova. And then Frank Black in there before that with Teenager of the Year. Okay, I have 27 minutes until I'm out of here. And that is when McConan comes in with his show, Mix Cassette. Let's see, what do I have next? I have for us, Detroit Cobras. So we're going back to my neck of the woods, my home area. And we're going to hear this from the band. Now, the Detroit Cobras have been around for a while. And I think they're still around, as a matter of fact. They are. And we're going to hear something from, let's see, what record is this called? Oh, I don't even know. We're going to hear the song Cha-Cha Twist. This is like kind of one of their big hits. And there you go. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. And here you go. The Detroit Cobras. Cha-cha twist.
Natural glycerin. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
That's The Makeup from, 1998, I think the record was released. I have that one. It's called In Mass Mind, and we heard The Joy of Sound. And The Makeup, they're a band originally from Washington, D.C., and Ian Savonius is the lead singer. He's now focusing on Chain and the Gang. So The Makeup are no longer... And I don't know, I think there's something else going on as well, not just Chain and the Gang, because I follow them on Instagram. But definitely Chain and the Gang is going on, but there's something else, I think, some other side project. I'm glad I can be here to tell you that I don't really know what's going on. All right, let's move on. I do love The Makeup to death, though, and I saw those guys in, oh my God, did I see them in Vancouver or Seattle? Doesn't matter, but I saw them and it was an awesome show. And I did see Chain and the Gang a few years back here in Vancouver, and that was awesome as well. And so there you go. The time is 7:50, and let's hear who else we listened to. So we heard something from a band, or a project called Joe Past. Now, Joe Past is actually just a solo deal. And the person is Joseph Hirabayashi, who used to play in the band Spring. And I think Spring, if anything, I know I saw Spring because they played CITR's Battle of the Bands deal called Shindig. And that was about 2 years ago. And I feel like I was a judge and I judged them. And I think they came in second. I did like them. They're good. Let's see. So that was Joe Past prior to the makeup. And then before that, we heard something from the Detroit band, the Gories, from like, I don't know, 1986 or 1990, I think it was. From the record, I Know You Fine, But How You Doing? We heard Nitroglycerin from the Gories. Now, the Gories morphed into, so you've got the lead singer being in the Dirt Bombs. I almost said the Dirt Bags. The Dirt Bombs, yeah. That's the connection there. Okay, before that, King Tough, but I think, oh, Detroit Cobras. Yeah, we heard Cha-Cha Twist, which is actually a cover, 1962 cover. I think it might be Connie Francis. I'm not sure. But anyways, there you go. Okay, the time is 7:52, and let's get prepared to listen to McConan with his show, Mix Cassette. But before we do, let me leave you with a couple of songs. But tune in to me in two more weeks because my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway and I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. I'm Anita B. And Plants and Animals. Yes, this is one of my favorite songs. It's called Bye 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 from their 08 record, so released 10 years ago, Park Avenue. And I think they are on tour, as a matter of fact, Plants and Animals. They went out to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of that record, Park Avenue. Ah, Bye Bye Bye. It's so great. Play it at my funeral, please. That's my request. And another thing, if you're listening, and if I die at any time soon, which I don't think I will, I'm not suicidal or anything, but I'm just telling you a couple things. I'm starting to plant these seeds in people's ears. Whoever will listen. First things first, I don't want to be cremated. So just bury me. I want to be buried. I want to disintegrate. That would be nice. I would like that. And I want to be buried in Detroit, Elmwood Cemetery, as a matter of fact. I already told my parents that in the summer. I was like, please bury me there. yeah, it's nice to tell people this because I no longer have a husband. It's just me and my kids. And so the more sort of like, I'm like already like preparing for my death. No, but I'm just saying that it's nice to let people know that. And also play this song, Bye Bye Bye, from Plants and Animals. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'm sure you will see me. I will not be dead before I come back to my next show. Tune in. Keep listening to CITR. And me.
What's gonna happen to you? You have woke up too soon and found the world. No.
She was underwhelmed, if that's a word. I know it's not, cause I looked it up. That's one of the skills that I learned in my school.
My